Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Pastor Shane, and it's so good to see you today. Be sure to check us out at hisvision.org. It's hard to believe that Christmas is going to be coming upon us next week. Time is just really going by so quickly. Today, I want to speak to you on the subject of light in a lowly place, and we're going to be in John chapter 1 and verse number 9 today. You know, John here, he describes Jesus as the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And that's what the passage tells us. You know, friend, as we think and ponder on Christmas, you know, Christmas is the celebration of divine light entering a world that's covered in darkness. Look at just everything going on around us. You know, from the moment of the fall, humanity has walked in the shadow, shadowed really by sin. It's been shadowed by sorrow, by fear, and by confusion. I mean, a lot of people are confused, but the light came not to expose us to condemnation, but friend, it came to lead us to salvation. You know, as we reflect on light today, I want you to think about this. Light reveals what darkness hides. It exposes truth. It provides direction. And by the way, light produces life. I want you to think about just the average plant that you see. Maybe you've got plants at your house. I don't know. You know, plants cannot grow without sunlight. And you know what? Souls cannot thrive without Christ. You know, the world offers flickers of what I call artificial hope. But Jesus is the true light. He's pure. He's perfect. He's powerful. That is the Lord that we serve. Listen, we serve an awesome God. And I think what makes this verse here so astounding is that this light came to a lowly place. Listen, he did not shine first in palaces or courts, but in a humble stable as we reflect Christmas. He did not appear to kings or scholars, but guess what? He appeared to the shepherds and seekers. And so the light that the Bible's talking about here came low so that no one would be too low to reach him. You know, that's what Christmas is about. It's all about Jesus, King Jesus. Christ shines in lowly circumstances. Christ shines in lowly hearts. Christ shines in lowly places. Christ shines in lowly seasons. And so when life may feel dim, when hope feels distant, when strength feels drained, guess what? Jesus shines. You know, darkness cannot comprehend or control or even conquer him. But I want you to think about this as we think about his light. Friend, his light, it's his light that dispels fear. And you know what it does? It ignites faith and it reveals truth. And so this light lighteth every man, the Bible says. You know what that's meaning? That's meaning Christ is enough for every soul. Listen, no one, not one person, not me, not you, not one person is beyond his reach. There is no sin that's too dark. There's no suffering that's too deep. There's no story too broken. And the reason is because his light is universal in reach and it's personal in application. You know, just as dawn breaks slowly, but surely over the horizon, so the grace of Christ, you know what, my friend? It rises in our lives. And it does that through the scripture. It does that through prayer. And it does it through worship and obedience. And so the more that we walk in this light that the Bible talks about, the less power that darkness holds over us. And so as you reflect on Christmas over these next few days, because it's coming very quickly, friend, let's let the light of Jesus Christ, King Jesus, illuminate your heart, your home, your hope. Friend, you don't have to manufacture light. All you have to do is just open the door and let him shine. That's all you've got to do. Thank you for joining today. Let me pray for each of you because I love each and every one of you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, the true light. Shine in my heart and in my home. Lord, remove every shadow of fear and every cloud of doubt. Help me to walk in your truth And Lord, reflect your light to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.